ABC Radio Australia.
Senior journalists from across the region say Pacific governments are looking abroad at the poor treatment of the media in other countries, including Australia, and copying what they're seeing at home. Journalists and editors from Melanesian countries are so concerned they've come together to come up with ways to try and improve media freedom in the region. Papua New Guinea is a tough place to be a journalist at the best of times, but Scott Wideay from MTV says things are particularly difficult at the moment, and not just in PNG, but other Melanesian countries as well.
We're on a dangerous downward trend, and many of those who come from Melanesian countries have been persecuted by their governments, are either arrested or questioned or intimidated, lawsuits against them, and or even sacked and threatened with sacking.
Mr. Wideay is one of PNG's most respected journalists. Last year, MTV suspended him after he aired a story critical of the government's decision to purchase a fleet of luxury cars for the APEC conference. He was later reinstated after a widespread public backlash. Mr. Wideay believes the increasingly difficult media environment is directly connected to the Chinese government's growing influence in the region and its restrictions on media back home.
Pacific governments are also seeing what can be done to the media and the possibilities, and taking notes from the Chinese government, basically, and using some of those methods, like clampdowns on the media, intimidating. I'm not saying China's directly telling them to do it, but I mean, people watch, people learn.
Dan McGarry from Vanuatu agrees, but believes it's not just China that Pacific governments are taking their cues from.
They can see just as easily as you and I can what's happening in Hong Kong, what's happening in the United States, and in Australia. I mean, you know, the raids on journalists on their private homes. You know, if I were, you know, a leader and I didn't want people talking about me, and I saw others doing things like this, you know, I definitely want to take a page from their book.
Until last week, he was the media director of the Vanuatu Daily Post newspaper, but the government refused to renew his work permit. Mr. McGarry, a Canadian who's lived in Vanuatu for 16 years, has no doubt it's because of his critical coverage of government activities. In particular, the deportation of six Chinese nationals in July, four of whom had Vanuatu citizenship, without due process or access to lawyers. He says there's always been friction between the media and those in power in the region, but the dynamic has changed.
Now what we're seeing is the tools of the state being used as a lever in order to stifle and suppress the freedom of expression and the media in particular on a concerted basis.
He cites his own case as an example, but also the recent expulsion of a 60 Minutes crew from Kiribati and the laying of sedition charges against the Fiji Times, charges the newspaper beat in court last year. Mr. McGarry and Mr. Wideay were among a group of senior journalists, editors and broadcasters who gathered at Griffith University in Brisbane this week for the Melanesia Media Freedom Forum. Also there was Jane Worthington, regional director of the International Federation of Journalists.
The fact that the media industry in this region is so small makes it one of the toughest tasks for journalists. Like, not only do they have funding problems and issues, they are eyeballing governments and politicians and local business heavyweights on a day-to-day basis. So there's no easy escape for journalists. They're very much in the firing line.
She says there's no excuse for governments not to respect the role of the media in a democracy, and cites Afghanistan, the deadliest country for journalists last year, as an example.
What you see there is a government that, despite overwhelming challenges in that hostile environment, is prepared to talk and sit down at the table with journalists and their representative organisations, and while they're still battling like this horrendous safety situation, have actually been able to form agreements on a commitment to freedom of information.
At the end of the forum, the participants released a joint statement calling on governments to respect the media and its necessary place in national conversations, and to assure the safety of journalists. Dan McGarry says establishing a regional network of journalists to collectively respond to threats will be important to improving media freedom.
It is a challenge that we recognise and that we are taking on a very active basis. We're trying to leverage new technologies to make it easier for us to talk amongst ourselves. And we know that we have to have each other's backs.